what?
Oh, are you eating over there? Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by Big Boy. Adam's over there eating right now, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're doing the show.
Okay.
This is fantastic. Finally, you got the tomato soup back.
Yes.
And, of course, you got my favorite, the sourdough bread grilled cheese.
Yes.
So go ahead.
You're dipping over there.
I'm eating.
I actually was going to fall asleep like I did last night watching that football game.
Mm. I might after eating this.
Oh, my God.
It was brutal last night.
The Jets are horrible.
That's an understatement. At least the way they played last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they might as well have just, like, all ran out on the field, rolled over on their back, and put their legs up in the air.
How did they almost beat the Patriots the week before? How?
I really don't know. I mean, I almost... If you ever had a argument against tanking...
That was it last night.
Seriously.
But they have announced that Bryce Petty will be the starter of the last four games now. Did you see he went in there? When he went in there for Fitzpatrick, they never ran the ball once. They just threw it every down. I mean, they're down 41-10, but he threw it every down.
I couldn't even tell you what the end score was.
It was 41-10.
Was it 41-10?
Yeah, he did get a Bryce Petty did throw a touchdown pass.
Okay,
to
so I'll
Robbie
be honest
Anderson,
with you.
Like I've never heard of him either. So
did you actually watch that whole
I
game?
I watched the whole game right till the end. That's how much I
wow.
like football.
I mean, you might as well have just taken a sledgehammer and hit yourself in the head with it over and over.
What else am I going to watch on TV?
Well, Twilight was on.
What else am I going to... What? Twilight?
I'm kidding.
My daughter be watching that. I wouldn't be watching that.
I actually can't stand those movies. I'm probably the only one on the earth that dislikes all those. But my point was, anything would have been better than that football game last night. It
was
brutal.
Terrible.
It was brutal. It was like torture.
But now we have a three-way tie for first. Houston, Jacksonville. No, not Jackson. Houston, Indianapolis, and Tennessee. And Houston goes to Tennessee this weekend. Are you really...
Thursday night is going to be one hell of a game, I think.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Oh, Raiders at the Chiefs? That's for first place.
There's going to be
Raiders
a lot of good
matches. The Raiders have a one-game lead, and they're going to Kansas City. That's for first place.
Are you Christmasing in Christmas?
Oh, I don't know yet. The weather doesn't look good.
It does not, but do you know that I'm actually going to have a little bit of a live remote for their Christmas tree lighting here on the show?
Are you really?
Yeah, my old Ducky's going to be calling in, telling us what's going on in Christmas.
Nice.
So, if you're going, let me know.
Okay.
If you're not going...
We're
going to
watch the game.
We're going to watch the game together Thursday.
All right.
This is going to be good.
No dogs allowed in my house, by the way.
Well, maybe I'll have to invite you over. You know, I do have a 60-inch TV. I just only have one of them.
Oh. My bigger one's 70, though. It was, you know, the contrast.
Okay, the only reason I will decline to invite you over Thursday is if the Red Wings are playing Thursday, too. I haven't checked the schedule. But speaking of which, they do play tonight. Are you ready for the Red Wings tonight?
Yes. At Winnipeg.
It's crunch time. They're falling further and further behind below the bubble. I believe they're fine. No, they have 25 points.
They have 27 points.
What?
They have 27.
I just looked. They were at 25.
Well, they must have played a game after you looked. They're at 27 points, tied with Florida, above Toronto and Buffalo in the Atlantic Division.
Who cares about the division? It's all about the conference and making the playoffs.
Okay, it's too early to worry about that.
I don't think it is.
They're at 27, and the last playoff spot's 31. It's way too early to worry about that. Just keep winning now.
All
keep
right,
winning
well,
now.
It's 1 point better than I thought it was at. Let's put it that way.
Two.
But the Jets... 25. Tonight. The Jets are 13-13-2.
Yes. So they don't play exactly... again until Friday, so there won't be two games on Thursday. Night.
Okay, yeah. Then you have to come over if you're not going to Christmas.
Okay.
I'll just make sure Rhody jumps all over you. All right, so tonight, the Jets, by the way, just played games, a pair of tough games in the Central Division, Saturday and Sunday. 3-2 against the Blues in St. Louis and 2-1 over Chicago. So they're actually on a roll right now.
4-1 in the last five games.
The Red Wings, meanwhile, have lost four of their last five, but have hope after winning that 4-3 overtime victory against the New York Islanders, by the way, who are the basement dwellers.
They are 2-1-2 in their last five games. So they're not falling apart, Adam. They're playing 500 hockey.
I'm just worried. I'm just saying. 26 consecutive seasons.
Yes.
So tonight, 8 p.m., this will complete their three-game road swing, by the way. And they'll be back to defend the confines. Joe Louis. We still got to go to a game this year.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, so let's take a break when we come back. We got a little tidbits here and there. Some Heisman.
We never finished the NFL, which we have Lions news. Let's finish that in the second half.
Let's start with that in the second half.
Yes.
Second half coming up. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. It's the Outdoor Show. Stick around.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breasts, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breasts, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
The Doghouse.
The
Doghouse. Dinner last night.
Did you really?
Yes.
What did you have?
Well, I do something a little different. They have like these burgers, but I always turn the burger into chicken and caramelized onion. It was so good. Oh,
really?
Yes.
What'd your lovely wife, Chris?
She only got fries last night, but they have all the different kinds.
She got. She ever tried that rice ball? I've been hearing about this rice ball.
Yeah, she had it. If you like spicy, it's good.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a spicy guy.
Sorry. End up in the bathroom for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Oh, that's an understatement?
Very much.
All right, so here we go. The Doghouse bringing you the second half, and we'll start with the Lions news. The Lions have added a few players here today, apparently.
Yes, they have re-signed Joik Bell.
Joik is back. I like this.
And they also added cornerback Asa Jackson to help out their secondary because Quandre Diggs went on injured reserve.
Did they say anything about what they're expecting him to be out? Because I did not see that yet today. And Quandre Diggs yesterday was a year?
Yeah. The rest of this year.
For real?
Yeah, the rest of the year.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Last year he was a rookie and he really took a huge step up in my opinion.
No, we didn't have enough time to talk about the Lions yesterday and I really want to brag about the Lions right now. Did you know?
You're going to brag about the
Lions.
Listen
to this. Two things that I wanted to talk about yesterday we didn't have enough
time.
My
head's going to explode.
Yeah. Okay, since Jim Bob Cooter's taken over as offensive coordinator, Matthew Stafford, 41 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, only 5 this year. Also, I didn't know this even until today, 60 straight games Drew Brees had a touchdown pass, and they broke that. 60 straight games.
The Achilles heel of this team
3.5 years.
Has been their defense, and their defense has really stepped up, although I'm very worried about now. Losing Quandre, losing Diggs. I mean, I am worried about that. But I actually, by the way, mentioned his touchdown to interception ratio yesterday.
But you didn't mention it since Jim Bob Cooter. They're saying it's Jim Bob Cooter, even though his name's crazy. Could be a head coaching candidate.
Really?
Yes. Jim Bob Cooter.
They need to pay that guy.
They need to change his name.
I love it. Oh, just the stories. His stories are unbelievable.
And
though.
Just one more note from the NFL. Colin Kaepernick, I've never seen this. Have you seen this before?
I don't even want to talk about him.
1 for 5 for 4 yards against the Bears. 1 for 5
yeah,
for 4 yards.
We said that yesterday, but why is this guy getting so much press?
No, this is why I'm telling you this. He's been named the starter for the rest of the year still. Come on.
They're trying to showcase him to get rid of him.
No, he's
is his contract
he's done. He already said it. He's done. He's becoming a free agent after this year. So it's anyone can get him.
Who's going to touch him?
The funny part is you might see the Bears pick him up.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy went 1 for 5 against us. Let's pick him up.
Chicago is an incredibly liberal city. Which obviously Kaepernick.
They might want to keep looking at that Barkley. He's played pretty good. We'll see. We'll see how he plays this weekend against the Lions.
Thursday night, I can't wait for it. All right, so a couple of little tidbits here.
Thursday night.
I know, but I'm saying it's okay. A good game Thursday night. I apologize for jumping around there.
All right.
Quickly here, I just want to mention that Chris Sale is now a Chicago Red Sox. And that's all I have to say about that. Because the rest of the details on that trade are nothing.
Why does he want to go to the...
He's going to be like third or fourth pitcher in that rotation. Right?
Mm.
Right?
I guess. No. Yeah, maybe second. I don't know.
He might be number two.
And Red Sox also took Thornburg from the Brewers.
No news for the Lions as of right now. Excuse me, the Tigers as of right now. I did not get any notifications about that. But we're going to keep listening. I got a feeling you're going to see some moves happen here in the next couple of days.
Well, you're seeing some little ones. You know, Chris Sale is a big one.
I'm talking about with the Tigers.
Oh, well, they did say that Miguel Cabrera is not on the trading block. They will not trade him. They said that.
Did they really?
They will not trade him.
Oh, yeah, look at that. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and what about...
I would have started with that today if I'd have known that.
What about Bryce Harper? Did you see what he wants?
An exorbitant amount of money.
10 years, $400 million. Yeah, you know what that comes out to? About $245,000 a game if he plays them all. Ridiculous.
We'll talk about the Heisman finalists tomorrow and see what else
Real
we can
peppers.
Make up. We'll make up something tomorrow.
We'll make
Big
something
boy,
up.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Ready, bye.
Big Boy.
Thanks for the sandwich. Yes, tomato soup back.